This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على خير خلق الله أجمعين وعلى آله وصحبه ومن اهتدى بهديه استنى بسنته إلى يوم الدين اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما وأرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه واجعلنا ممن يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه وبعد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Last week we covered three of Allah's names, all related to the greatness of Allah. And that is Al-Azim, Al-Kabir, and Al-Mutakabbir. And so we move on after that to two names that are related, closely related to greatness, but slightly different, and that is Allah's attribute of glory and majesty. And so these two names are Al-Majid and Dhul-Jalali wal-Ikram. As for Al-Majid, this name has been mentioned in the Quran twice. The first time in Surah Hud, in the story of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when the angels came to visit him and gave him the glad tidings, him and his wife, of a son that they would have. And that was Ishaq. And so the angels, you know, gave both Ibrahim alayhi salam and his wife Sarah that news. And when Sarah heard that, she was astonished, and so she objected. And she said, "How is that possible when I'm so old in age and also my husband?" So the response of the angels, قَالُوا أَتَعْجَبِينَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. Are you astonished by the command of Allah, the decree of Allah? Rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu alaykum ahl al-bayt. May Allah's mercy and blessings be upon you, O people of this house. And then they said, innahu hamidun majid. Indeed, Allah is praiseworthy, hamid, and majid, the all-glorious. The other place that Al-Majid is mentioned is in Surah Al-Buruj. And in this surah, Majid is mentioned twice. But although it is mentioned twice, only once does it refer to the name of Allah. Where is that? In Surah Al-Buruj, Dhul Arsh Al-Majid. Dhul Arsh Al-Majid. And the other time it is mentioned in Surah Al-Buruj, after that, towards the end. Quran Al-Majid. So Majid is mentioned twice in Surah Al-Buruj. But only the first mention is referring to Allah. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ ذُو الْعَرْشِ الْمَجِيدُ. He is the all-forgiving, the all-loving, and he is ذُو الْعَرْشِ, the Lord of the Throne, Al-Majid, the All-Glorious. As for Qur'an al-Majid, then that is a description not of Allah, but of the Qur'an. Qur'an al-Majid, a glorious Qur'an. And so we should not confuse between the two. When Majid is mentioned, it is either referring to Allah himself or to his Qur'an. And so for example, in Surah Qaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Qaf, wal-Qur'an al-Majid. Al-Majid here is referring to the Qur'an. As for Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, then this name has been mentioned also twice in the Quran. But both times it was mentioned in the same surah. Which surah is that? Surah Ar-Rahman. In Surah Ar-Rahman, once in the beginning and once in the end. So in the beginning, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كل من عليها فان. Everyone on earth will eventually perish. ويبقى وجه ربك ذو الجلال والإكرام. And the face of your Lord, meaning Allah, will only remain. ذو الجلال والإكرام, full of majesty and honor. So ذُلْ جَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ means the one who is full of majesty and honor. And then Allah mentions it again at the very end of the surah, the very last verse, تَبَارَكَ اسْمُ رَبِّكَ ذِي الْجَلَالِ وَالْإِكْرَامِ. Blessed is the name of your Lord, full of majesty and honor. Now, we mentioned Al-Majid and we mentioned Dhul Jalali Wal-Ikram. There are two other names that are often mentioned and they are Al-Majid and Al-Jalil. So Al-Majid is mentioned in the Quran. Al-Majid is not mentioned in the Quran, and it is mentioned in some ahadith, but those ahadith are weak. And the same thing with Al-Jalil. Al-Jalil is also not mentioned in the Quran, nor is it mentioned in any authentic hadith. So based on that, we cannot attribute these two names to Allah, because the rule that we mentioned in the very beginning concerning Allah's names is that the names of Allah are subject to evidence from the Quran and from the Sunnah. You can't attribute a name to Allah that is not mentioned in the Quran or in the Sunnah. As opposed to attributes, so the names of Allah, His Asma, have to be mentioned specifically. This is a name of Allah, mentioned specifically, explicitly in the Quran or in the Sunnah. As for the sifat, the attributes of Allah, we can take them from the names of Allah. So for example, Allah is Ar-Rahim. He is the most merciful. This is a name. The attribute from this name is Ar-Rahmah, mercy. We can attribute mercy to Allah even if we don't have any verse or any hadith that mentions mercy, even though there are so many mentioning mercy as an attribute of Allah. But here now, with regards to Al-Majid, from this name Al-Majid, we have the attribute of Majid. So we can attribute to Allah the attribute of Majid. But we cannot attribute to Allah the name Al-Majid. So I hope that's clear. The difference between the names and the attributes of Allah. Likewise, we attribute to Allah the attribute of Jalal. And that is taken from this name, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. But we can't say Allah is Al Jalil unless we have evidence for that. So Al Majid is a name of Allah, and so is Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, as opposed to Al Majid and Al Jalil. Now, in terms of the meanings, Al-Majid means the one who is glorious, dignified, majestic, bountiful, and exceedingly generous. So, Al-Majid is a name that indicates several of Allah's attributes, not just one. And that includes what we spoke about last week, the azama of Allah, the greatness of Allah. That's included in Al-Majid. And so this is why Al-Majid is the one whose majesty, whose glory deserve all praise and honor. Meaning that because Allah is Al-Majid, He deserves to be praised. He deserves to be exalted, to be glorified. And so this is why Al-Majid is often mentioned with which name of Allah? Al-Majid is often mentioned with which name of Allah? Al-Hamid. Hamidun Majid. In that same verse, in Surah Hud. Innahu Hamidun Majid. And also, these are the two names, when these two names come together in the tashahud at the end, when we send salah and salam upon the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Innaka hamidun majid. Ibn Qayyim, he says, the best name that Al-Majid is combined with is Al-Hamid. Absolute hamd, praise, and majd, glory, only belong to Allah, Al-Hamid, Al-Majid. Then he said, Al-Hamid is the most beloved, who deserves all attributes of perfection. And Al-Majid is the all-great, the all-powerful, the independent one, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. So, he mentions the meaning of both Al-Hamid and Al-Majid. And so Al-Hamid is the one who deserves all praise because of who he is. And Al-Majid is the one who is Al-Azim, the great. And Dhul Jalal wal Ikram, the one who possesses all majesty, all glory. As for Dhul Jalal wal Ikram, then it means the one who is full of majesty and honor. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions it in Surah Ar-Rahman. What is the theme of Surah Ar-Rahman? Throughout the surah, what is the central theme of the surah? Allah reminding us of His favors, His bounties, His blessings upon us. And so, when Allah mentions Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, especially at the very end, after mentioning all of His favors and bounties upon us, He ends off by saying Tabaraka ismu rabbika dhul jalali wal ikram. It's as if to say, the one who has given you all of this, all of these favors, all of these bounties, is worthy of being exalted and being glorified, and not of being denied. He isn't worthy of being disbelieved in. If He has given you all of this, He deserves for you to recognize Him, to believe in Him, to praise Him, to worship Him. And so these are the two names, Al-Majid and Dhul Jalali wal-Ikram. Among the lessons that we learn from these two names, firstly, believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Majid, the most glorious, it should make one to glorify Allah, to praise Him with phrases and words of glorification and praise. And this is why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned about Surah Al-Fatiha. When we recite Surah Al-Fatiha in our salah, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in a hadith Qudsi, he said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that I have divided the salah, meaning Surah Al-Fatiha, into two halves between myself and my servant. And my servant shall have what he asked for. And then the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when the servant says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Allah responds, Hamadani Abdi, my servant has praised me. And then when the servant says, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Allah responds, Athna Alayya Abdi, my servant has praised me, glorified me. And then when he says, Maliki Yawmiddin, Allah responds, Majadani Abdi, my servant has glorified me. From the attribute of Majd. And so, as we can see here, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes for us to glorify Him, to praise Him with words of praise, of glorification. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us so many different du'as and adhkar. And all of these du'as and adhkar contain glorification and praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Secondly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one deserving of absolute glory and majesty. Allah alone deserves absolute glory and majesty. And that's the meaning of Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. And so if others have it, if others have glory and majesty, it's not because they earned it on their own, but rather because Allah gave it to them. And no one truly earns glory and majesty in this dunya except that they continue to earn it in the akhirah. And so if it seems that someone has glory and majesty in this dunya, but he doesn't have it in the akhirah, then it's a fake glory. It's a fake majesty. Like, you know, kings and monarchs who are given that title of His Majesty. And so the people glorify them and give them majesty and glorification, when these people won't have it, won't necessarily have it in the akhirah. But if Allah does give it, and He does give it to some people in this dunya, like His prophets and His messengers, then they will continue to have it in the akhirah. And so if Allah does give it to someone, then this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala giving it to them because they deserved it. So Allah Himself is full of glory and majesty because of who He is. Right? Allah is full of glory and majesty because of who He is. So He deserves that title. Also, His servants, they can have it if they deserve it. When do they deserve it? when they are true servants of Allah, when they worship Allah, when they have taqwa of Allah. That's why, what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Inna akramakum 'indallahi atqakum. Those most noble among you are those most fearing of Allah. So Allah has attributed nobility, al-karam, to us. But who are they? Those who possess taqwa. Those who have the consciousness of Allah and the fear of Allah. The third lesson that we learn from these names is that we should call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by his name Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Alidhu biya dhul jalali wal ikram. Adhere to saying Ya dhul jalali wal ikram, meaning often say it in your du'as. So whenever you call upon Allah, you're making dua to Allah, use his various names, and especially this name, Ya dhul jalali wal ikram. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam taught us one of the du'as, or one of the adhkar that we say after as-salah. And so Aisha radiallahu anha, she narrates, as mentioned in Sahih Muslim, that one of the adhkar that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to say after as-salah was, Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam tabarakta ya dhal jalali wal ikram. O Allah, you are as-salam, peace, and from you comes salam. Blessed be you, O Allah, dhal jalali wal ikram, the one who possesses glory and majesty. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among those who call upon him by these names and all of his names. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us beneficial knowledge that results in action. Wa sallallahu wa sallam ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.